I understand that phones have brought us together, and phones are like convenient, and you know, we're able to, it's like social media, like we're able to reach people on a different level now, but yeah, phones are frustrating to me at a very deep level. I wish we didn't use phones or need phones at all, and we found a different form of communication.
Welcome to Exploring Mind and Body with Drew Tadia. Drew is an expert in nutrition, fitness, lifestyle, and more. And he wants to help you live a healthier, longer, and more active life. Now here's your host, Drew Tadia.
Welcome to another edition of nationally syndicated Exploring Mind and Body. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for tuning in and being a part of our True Form Life community, whether you're listening on terrestrial radio across the country or as a podcast around the world. We certainly wouldn't be here without you. I got to tell you, we just picked up a few new affiliate stations in Europe as well, if you could imagine, which makes this show international radio, which is super cool. It's so exciting for me. Maybe not for you. But I know that we've had listeners for years, and I want to share that exciting news for you. So it's super exciting for us to be on different networks and different stations. And I know there's people that still listen to radio. There's internet radio. There's online radio. It's probably the same thing. But I know there's satellite radio. And regardless, it doesn't really matter where you're listening from. Of course, we podcast all over the world too. But it's super exciting for us to get on new radio networks as well. So thank you so much wherever you're listening from. We wouldn't be here without you. Now, today, I'm going to open up some of my random thoughts to you. Sometimes I enjoy to switch things up and let you know what I'm thinking about, or what the given topic is that we discuss on our social media pages. So sometimes we throw up a Facebook Live and we go on and answer questions, for example, or we do a random thoughts show like this and talk about a number of different things. So this one, if you want to check us out on Facebook sometimes, that's going to be on facebook.com/trueformlife. If you follow us along there, you can even click on notifications so you're notified when we do a live. And then we do our posts up on Instagram, and we put up at least a video a day there too. So you can check us out on Instagram at instagram.com/DrewTadia. But I want to tell you what's going on today. Today I have a few different things that I'm going to discuss with you. And one of them is going to be, you heard in the intro, or you're going to, about phones and I have no love loss for phones when they're not in my life. And it's kind of crazy. It's crazy. We live with a phone in our hand, and our friends and family members, the whole world, you're standing there and you're in the lineup, or you're trying to have a conversation with a friend, or you're having tea, whatever it is. Phones always seem to get in the way. And I know that there's many benefits. And along with social media, you may be listening to this from social media. That's how we got connected. I understand that there's so many benefits. But I also think that there's such a detachment from life and face-to-face and conversations because of our electronics. And that begins with phones. And it's only getting worse. It's not getting better. But that's a difficult subject for me. So I open up my thoughts and share that with you. So I have a couple book recommendations. One is about Buddhism. Now, this isn't a religious show, and I'm not here to tell you to pick one religion or pick another one. I'm just telling you my experience and my thoughts. And I got this really cool book. And I really like, when it comes to Buddhism, from the deep core, it's about the science of the mind is what Buddhism is about. I wouldn't even call it a religion. I don't even know if true Buddhists call it a religion. But at any rate, it's very interesting to me. I was always interested in the mind. I've read tons and tons of books over the years about focus, especially from playing at high level of sports and athletics, and your mental game and being focused and visualization. I studied all that over the years, and the mind in particular is super important to me. It's super interesting, and how the mind works, why we make decisions, having mental clarity, having mental focus, eliminating frustrations. I mean, it's endless of what we can do. I always feel like our body controls our mind. And then take that a step further, and I often say that it's our mind first. It's our mind. It's what we think. It's what we say. And it's what we do. It's the actions we take. So it all starts with our mind. And it's super interesting to me when you can read about how to have more mental clarity, have more time in the day. And that's centered around Buddhism. And then there's Zen, of course. And I'm not super, how do you say, I'm not super well read on different religions, because that's not what I'm talking about, and that's not what I'm really interested about. In this particular circumstance, I'm interested in how the mind works and how we can have that internal peace. And I don't think there's one way to go about that. In fact, I think everyone needs to go a different way to find what they're looking for. And then the other one, I'm also talking about morning routines, super important to my life, to our life, the way we teach, the way we talk, getting in your morning routine, making sure that you are starting your day off with success and doing all the little things it takes to make that happen. So we got all that coming up. And I also want to share with you, I just want to thank our new stations as well, possibly our new audience and new listeners coming in. It's super exciting for us because I know the podcasting world is blowing up and there's a lot of different ways to listen to spoken word is what they call it in the radio industry. I know there's a lot of different ways to get your voice heard and find audiences, but for us to be on more radio and in different countries and states and regions and provinces, it's very cool. That's something that we work on a continual basis. It's a whole part of what we do. It's not just a thrown up on a podcast. We spend a lot of time and hard work trying to reach out to stations and get on new networks. So it's always exciting when we can make that happen. So once again, thank you so much for being here. Sit back and enjoy. We got all that coming up on...
This is Exploring Mind and Body. Naturally improve your lifestyle one show at a time with your host, Drew Tadia.
When we go to the grocery store and we see people in their carts, and people will like hide their carts from us, or they'll like make excuses, like they'll be like, oh, I just bought that for some friends, or that's just a little treat. And like, we don't care. Like, we don't care. Like, it'd be one thing. Like, it's one thing if, like, we're coaching someone, which we haven't done for a while now. But if you're coaching someone and you're saying, like, and they, like, want the help and they're asking you and they're like, oh, what do I put in my grocery cart? What do I need to buy? And you go to the grocery store and they bought nothing. Like, because we want people to see results. We'd be like, what's going on? But, I mean, that's never happened. We run into people that come to our fitness classes or watch our videos or know who we are. And they're like try to hide their cart. Which is kind of funny, but we don't care. Like, we don't care. Like, everyone makes their own decisions. Like, if you make the decisions to be embarrassed by your shopping cart, then you make the decision to live the life and see the results that you want to see. So if you're not seeing the results you want to see, then we got to look at what's in our grocery cart, right? It's a pretty simple one. But we don't care. Like, there's no judgment. Like, Dorothy and I have never had one conversation that was like, can you believe what they bought? It's never happened. And I had this conversation with another trainer, and they said the same thing. Like, we don't care. But it's the same thing. I'm comparing that to kids, like parents and how they like bribe their kids or whatever, like how they offer rewards. Like, I don't care. Like, I don't feel like that's something that I would do, but that doesn't mean I don't think someone else should do that. Like, everyone's in their own situation. Everyone's in their own circumstance. Like, we all have to deal with our own things in life. So, like, there's no judgment there. And I think it's kind of funny how people just automatically assume you're judging them. So those are my words on bribery and kids and getting them to do stuff. And I would say the same thing about adults. Like, it's not sustainable. You can't tell an adult you're going to do something. You're going to punish them every time for the rest of their life. Like, and they're going to do something. It's not going to happen. One of the things, I wanted to talk about cell phones. That was one of my random talks about cell phones, and I haven't had a cell phone for like 2 years, and like, cell phones are so frustrating to me. So the cell phone company tried to make me pay like $800 for a bill that I didn't bring up. And so I went away to the US, and then I said, can you put me on a US plan? Yeah, put you on a US plan, no problem. And then I get to the US, I'm using the phone, and I get back and I get an $800 bill, and I was like, you told me I was on a plan. Like, there's nothing I can do. You said I was on a plan. And then they're like, no, you didn't sign up for a plan. So whoever I called didn't do their job. They didn't put me on a plan, or they forgot, or didn't know how, or did incorrectly. So back and forth. I'm not paying this. I'm sorry. Like, I didn't use it. I'm not paying this. It's not like jail or prison. Like, if you committed a crime, if you didn't commit a crime and they still put you in jail, you can't do much about it. And it happens. It happens all the time. Trust me. I took criminal justice as a major, and we went through all kinds of stories. It was unbelievable. But anyways, so I was like, I'm like, what if I didn't use a phone? I'm not going to use a phone. Like, I was so frustrated. I went back and forth for months with these people. And every time I talked to someone, they'd be like, okay, we're going to refund you. And then I get another bill in the mail. They like sent me the collections. And I was like, they told me that it was taken care of. So every time I would talk to someone, like, okay, we'll take care of it. Then a couple days later, I call and they're like, oh, what do you mean? It's not taken care of. It was so frustrating. So I was like, I'm not going to use a phone. So I went for like a couple of years without a phone. Then there was like a year where Dorothy and I shared a phone. And I'm like, and that, like, it's so hard to deal with a phone. It's so hard to deal with not having a phone. It's like insane. So when you like logistically, so we do like, I do online banking, for example. So you have to have a PIN number and they like text you a verification code or they call you. So you have to, like, so if you're doing online banking, and then someone would say, well, don't do online banking, but it's very convenient. And when I'm in the US, I can still do banking in Canada. So I'm not going to drive back and forth every time I make a deposit or make a transfer or make an investment. Like it's not going to happen. So online banking. So when you send they need to send a verification code. So that's one thing that's frustrating. Another thing is like some of my online work, like MailChimp. Like if you guys get an email if you're on our email list, and we have a few of them. If you want to be on our email list, let me know. So they do the same thing. Like, oh, we need to verify your account, or like every month or two, they want to know like it's you, not someone hacking in, or it's not a robot. So they're like, we need to do a verification code, and I'm like, so you have to do a text. You have to do text message as well. And then like here, we just signed up for a US phone plan. We're struggling with like, we don't need two phones. And I know people think that's crazy, but we don't. Like Dorothy and I don't need two phones. So we were in Canada, like, do we cancel that plan? Do we reduce that fee? Or do we buy a new one here, like get a new one here? But I didn't have a phone here. Like I only use the phone for social media on Wi-Fi, which you can still use. You can still use a phone, but calling out is an issue. So you meet someone and they're like, oh, like for business wise, like, oh, what's your phone number? I'm like, oh, and it's like a little awkward moment, like, oh, just email me. So then you have to get into that whole conversation of like, why, like, oh, I actually don't have a phone, or like I say I'm in transition or I'm having phone trouble with my company. So, yeah, it's so challenging not to have a phone in today's day and age, which I think is a bit crazy. Like the whole world revolves around having a phone, a cell phone, and it's a bit frustrating, especially if you're not interested. Like for me, a cell phone, like it interrupts my day. There's something else to check, not just email and not just your Facebook messages or Instagram messages. Now someone's texting you on your phone. And like, I don't mean that to anyone that has sent a text message to me or does, but it's just an inconvenience. Like I don't enjoy it. I don't enjoy sitting there texting. I don't enjoy checking apps. Like I'll usually go on to put up a post on my apps if I do, but I use the computer for 98% of things that I do. So, that's my little issue. That's my random thought about phones. Like, I don't like phones. Yeah. I don't like them. I have no notifications on my phone at all off. So, and I understand that phones have brought us together and phones are like convenient and, you know, we're able to, it's like social media, like we're able to reach people on a different level now, but, yeah, phones are frustrating to me at a very deep level. I wish we didn't use phones or need phones at all, and we found a different form of communication. I wanted to mention a couple books. So part of my morning routine, and I talk about morning routines all the time. So part of my morning routine is reading. So I get up and my morning routine is I get up and I stretch, I do meditation, I read, and then I go to my social media. So I need that time for myself. I used to write. It's okay to have your morning routines change. Like I used to write first thing in the morning. Now my attention has been changed to slightly different. Just released another book, so I feel like I need a break from writing in the whole book scene. So part of it is, part of my morning routine is reading from this, The Four Foundations of Mindfulness in Plain English. This is amazing. I'm very interested in Buddhism I'm not interested in the religion. I'm not saying that, like, I'm not saying that for any other purpose than to try to explain where I'm at. Like, Buddhism is very much the mind, and I'm so interested in the mind. I was interested in the mind and visualization when I was playing, when I was traveling and playing ball as a profession. I was interested in visualization, in the mind, how it can heal our body. I'm interested in how our mind controls our emotions. So like for me, Buddhism is, it takes that on a deep level. And I've actually talked to a Buddhist monk in Sri Lanka, and he said that Buddhism is not a religion. Buddhism is more about the science of the mind, which I thought was very interesting. Like, it like shook me to my core. So, and I know like there's so much controversy. I think like half of the world wars, or the, maybe the wars going on now in different countries, are over religion. So it's a subject I don't enjoy talking about, much like politics, because so many people are like emotionally invested. They're not able to step outside of the emotion and have a mature conversation about it. But I am super interested in Buddhism. I have been for years. I've meditated on and off for years. I'm very fortunate to be in contact with someone in Sri Lanka who teaches Buddhism. So anyways, this is one of the books that I read, and it's not a far stretch from how we live. Like, you live a true form lifestyle. Like, you care about other people. You pay attention to your emotions. You do breathing exercises. You're mindful. And this is just, it's so deep. Like, this is an incredible book. So if you're interested in the mind at all, and I would say if you're interested in the mind, not interested in a religion, I would say this book is something that you should give a shot. Someone actually gave this to me as a gift. And I'm so grateful for it. I read a little bit every morning, do some meditation, and dealing with, one of the things I'm working on is attachment. So not being attached to results. And I think that's helped me with, relationships. It's helped me in different other areas of business and in life, not having an attachment and not having expectations. So I think many times we have expectations of other people. Like I said, for example, I send a thank you card in the mail. My expectation is they say, "Oh, thank you. I appreciate that." But that's not, I don't think that's a realistic expectation. That's just something that got in my mind at some point in my life. Like, you give something and you expect nothing in return. I think that, like, sometimes you say we say thank you. Like, "Oh, thank you for that." You expect that you're welcome. And that's just how we were brought up. There's a number of different ways we are the way we are because of the way we were brought up. And like, we have these beliefs and, that have become values in our lives. So, I think if we could snip those beliefs and we wouldn't have expectations, we would be much different people. We'd be a much different society. So that's one of the books I'm reading right now and that I wanted to share with you. It's challenging to start your morning routine, but once you get in your morning routine, you feel so much better. So right now, if I don't have a morning routine, then, if I don't have a morning routine, I feel like my whole day is upside down. I feel like my day isn't set up for success. So that's something that you could think about. Like, if you want to have a more successful day, maybe that will give you more ambition to create a morning routine. Or you know what? Maybe just start with one thing. Like, start with one thing that could change your day. Like, for example, like you're on magnesium, for example. So you get up and you have your magnesium in the morning. That's one thing. So then you do, it's funny, one thing, right? That I'm going to talk about in a second here. That's one thing. And then you get up and you stretch. Let's say you stretch for 3 minutes. Just one thing. That's it. You know you need to get up 4 minutes earlier because you need a minute to take your magnesium and you need 3 minutes to stretch. And that's it. And the thing is, you're going to feel better. You're going to feel better from stretching. And I think we're addicted to things that make us feel better. That's why, like, we're addicted to sugar, for example. Like, we're not addicted to the side effects of sugar, how detrimental it is to our health, like the brain fog and like the downfalls of sugar. We're addicted to sugar because it makes us feel good in that moment. It gives like a boost of energy. I'm sure it gets some endorphins flowing in our body, and it gives us like that alertness for that moment. And of course, we don't think about the other side of sugar, but that it makes you feel better. So if you put together things that start to make you feel better, like you're stretching, like, "Oh, this makes me feel better in the morning. I feel better taking magnesium." Then you can start stacking things up. Like, for us, we have an extensive morning routine. Could take about an hour to get through a morning routine. And a lot of people are like, "Whoa, I don't have an hour." But you do have 2 minutes. So you start with one thing that takes you 2 minutes. And then you do another 2 minutes. And something else is going to take you 2 minutes. And then from there, you have a morning routine. And you're slowly getting them a bit earlier. You're slowly feeling much better. Like, say, for example, like, I think we've all been in the situation where we wake up late and we're like rushing out the house and we forgot to pack something. We didn't have our breakfast, and our whole day is like flustered and upside down. And I don't know if this is you or not. I'm not saying it is, but let's say that's how you live your lifestyle. You're always late. You're always rushed. And we all know what it's like, feels like when we're rushed and we're behind. So flip that script and set your day up for success and get ahead of your day and get up early, play some enjoyable music. I don't have any phones next to the bed. We don't have an alarm. I use Alexa. I'm fortunate. One was a gift, I think, and one we bought, or one was a prize. And so I said, Alexa, like I'm talking about Alexa and Google Home, we have both. So I set an alarm at 5 in the morning to play happy music. So I wake up to happy music in the morning. And just think about that's much different than who wants to make it? Who thought of that to wake up to that? That's what I want to know. So think about waking up to happy music or waking up to an alarm that's It's a completely different mindset. Oh, you know what I didn't, when I was talking about my phone, some of the things that I didn't relay was there's tons of ways, I didn't share with you, there's tons of ways to call people. And I think that's a foreign concept to a lot of people. So I can call from my Gmail account. I call out from my Gmail account. So then some people don't answer because your phone doesn't say who it is. So you can call from Skype. You can call through FaceTime. You can call through Facebook. You can call through WhatsApp. There's a lot of different ways you can call. You can do video messages. You can do just audio messages through pretty much all those platforms. So that's what's interesting. People just think you can only call from your phone. That's the only way, but it's not. If you're resourceful and you're open-minded and you can find other ways, and that's what I've been doing for years. And often when we travel here to the US, if we don't have a plan, then we'll call out through, one of those things I just listed, usually Google my Gmail account. That's the easiest way for me. So, there's different ways that you can do. I was getting that there's a viral video that's going around on social media, and it's this military guy, and he talks about the importance of doing one thing in the morning, and that's, doing one thing in the morning and then feeling accomplished. If you do one thing in the day, just make your bed in the morning. So for me, getting up and making my bed, it makes me feel like I've accomplished something. If you're in control of nothing, you are in control of making your bed. You have made your bed. You have found some form of success. And some people feel limited. Some people dig themselves into a dark rabbit hole and they don't feel like they're doing anything successful, that I don't have anything to be happy about. And I was just saying, if you do one thing, you start your day off with success. I think there's so much power in that. You start your day off by doing one simple task. You get up and you make your bed. If my bed isn't made and I see it unmade, I'm like you said, like OCD. I'm like, there's something wrong. Something's upside down. But I'm the same way. My car is spotless. The car, when I see that at a red light, Dorothy, she makes fun of me because I'm shining the car dash or side of the car. The car is spotless. There's no trash in the car. When I'm working at my desk, right now it looks like a studio in here. I got lights and cameras all over, but when I'm working, there's nothing on my desk. I need to be clean and clear. And it's the same thing when it comes to your bed in the morning, for example. You make your bed. It's clean. It's flat. It's smooth. That is a different mindset. That's a different day, at least for me, to have your day set up in the morning so you've done one thing successful and that's it. So if you do anything throughout the day, make your bed. I want to mention the one thing. So this is another book, part of my morning routine. This is it's more so a business book, but I think it can relate to other areas of life. And one of the few books that I've read over and over again. And usually I read a book once, and there's a few books that I keep and I read. And then, so I'm rereading this. This is also part of my morning routine. And it's so it's so eye-opening to know that, so eye-opening to know that, to understand that if you focus on one thing in your life, then you can be more successful in other areas of your life. So let's say, for example, our focus, if we look at magnesium, for example, our focus has been magnesium. That's our one thing. That we've been putting most of our time and effort to it, which we have to do when you develop a new product. I don't see another way around it, but that's been successful up to this point because of that one thing. If you focus on doing one thing, like we mentioned, making your bed in the morning to be successful, then you have that one thing. So many of us are trying to multitask and we're having different conversations and we have 25 windows open on our browser. And I just don't think it's, well, I know, like, the whole book talks about the benefits of focusing on one thing. And it's not beneficial to be doing 100 things at once. So I think if we could start focusing more, I think if more of us, focused on one thing, we would be much more beneficial. We'd be much more successful in different areas of our life. So that's pretty much it. I think every book is life changing, to be honest with you. Like, every book you could learn something from. And I feel like knowledge is power. Here's that book I was talking about, Four Foundations of Mindfulness. Amazing book. And like I said, it's about the mind. Like, put the religion away to the side if religion is something that would hold you back from reading it. And this book here is life changing. It really is, like, getting rid of detachment, anger, fear, delusion, greed. It's just like, I feel like it's the basics of life. Like, we could all live a better lifestyle. We could all learn to live a healthier, cleaner, a more beneficial lifestyle. And that book is, wow. It's mind blowing, to be honest with you. And know that, like, there's so many people, like, waiting for their orders. And I'm like, I'm excited about that, but I'm a bit, like, disappointed that we couldn't get more to people faster. Like, I wish I could be like, here you go, done. Just hand it over and it's in your hands and you're going to be able to see benefits, but there's not much we can do about that. We're doing the best that we can to get the products out as soon as possible. So first time we've ever had to deal with, not being able to keep up with production as quickly as orders are coming in. We get orders every day, every single day. And it's so amazing. We've had, like, other friends tell their friends, like, that when we started we had 40 people in our group. In our TriMag group, support group, or launch group, and I told them, like, you guys will decide if this product is going to succeed or not. Like, you'll decide if you tell your friends, if you take it consistently to see if it could properly work. If, when you see results, if you share that or tell other people about those results, like, you guys decide. It's not us. Like, we have the product. That's great. Like, I know that if you develop a product and you have no help, like, if no one's talking about it, sharing it, purchasing it, there's no product. There's no point in having one. So you guys have decided, those of you that you're using it, telling people, like, I was going to say, my mom's been telling everyone about it. Now she's proud. Thank you, Mom. But she's telling people about it. She's sending people to us. We have other friends and customers sending people to us. Like, you guys are deciding that this product is going to be successful because we know it works. Like, and we could have a product that still works, that's not successful because no one's talking about it or sharing about it. So that makes a huge difference by simply saying to a friend, hey, check this out. Just think about it. If there's 40 people in a group and every single person told one person, that's 40 other people. Like, we have 40 people that know about it from the group. And then everyone tells one person, that's 80 people. And if 80 more people, like, it's crazy how quickly something can go and catch on like wildfire. But we can't do that without your support. So thank you for those of you that are supporting us and telling your friends and using our product. It means the world to us. But I'm out of here. So thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for hanging out with me. Have a great evening. Have a great day. Have a great morning. Have a great one. Everything. I'm out of here. Take care, and we will catch you later.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for this edition of Exploring Mind and Body. Once again, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for tuning in and being a part of our True Form Life community. You can always find us on Facebook.com/True Form Life. We post up there a couple times a day on our story. We're always trying to bring you more content around living a healthy lifestyle, whether that be nutrition, fitness, lifestyle, and more. We also have free challenges that we do at least once a month. So if you follow us along there, you'll be able to join maybe a plank challenge or a squat challenge, Tabata challenge, whatever it may be. We'd love to have you join us. We're also on Instagram.com/DrewTadia. Again, we're posting up there a couple times a day along with our story, all dedicated to keeping you fit and healthy and on track. Our main website is trueformlife.com. If you want to check out some of our products, some of our services, or if you just want some great content from videos to blog posts and recipes and more, we got all that at trueformlife.com. Once again, thank you so much for being here. That's it. That's all I got. I'm out of here. As always, I'm your host, Drew Tadia, in health and fitness for a better world. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with Trueform Life's Drew Tadia, fitness expert. To find out more about the show, Drew Tadia, or to listen to past shows, visit exploringmindandbody.com.